It's the John and Gordy Show.
Do you know what this means?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
No good bastard. Your show sucks.
What made me think this was a good day to stop drinking?
Buddy, you want coffee?
Coffee.
Black coffee.
Coffee.
They warned us about people like you!
What a load of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
We'll do it live!
And that's the way it is.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Yes. Friday weekend.
Friday, May 24th. And it's 60 degrees currently. Showers and thunderstorms on the way later this morning. And some of these could be strong or severe a little bit later on today.
That's why I did so much yard work yesterday to kind of clean things up.
Yeah.
For the rain.
Yeah.
Another storm. Take out some more trees. Go ahead. I challenge you.
Yeah, could
Mom
be.
Mom Major.
Could be pretty bad like the other day. 71 degrees for high, and then Saturday looks nice. Sunday, another chance for some storms. Yeah. So as we move into Memorial Day weekend and getting all ready for it, did you know that the first state to recognize Memorial Day weekend or Memorial Day was New York? Back in 1873.
Those liberals, you know, I hate, you know, they always do these kinds of things.
And 25 cities have laid claim to being the birthplace of Memorial Day. So that's
really?
A little, yeah, 25 yes. different cities east of the Mississippi mostly say they started Memorial Day.
Wow.
So there you have. 52% of Americans plan to barbecue over the Memorial Day weekend. You going to fire up the grill?
We are. Either of you? We're definitely going to do that. And we've got some really nice spicy brats that I bought out in Richland Center.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Where? Nice meat store out there. And
yeah.
I'm going to try all these different things. I think I have Reuben brats. I'm going to see how that tastes.
Reuben brats. Okay.
But
I don't know, though.
Like corned beef?
Yes. Yeah.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's kind of nice.
That sounds interesting. Okay. The top periods for beer sales. First is 4th of July. Second is Memorial Day. Coming in second this weekend. And third is Labor Day for beer sales.
That can't apply to Wisconsin.
Oh.
That's different here.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay.
In the old days, we used to have a bar on every corner. And that was... It was great.
It was great.
It was.
Yeah. Not anymore.
I look forward to having those days back sometime.
Okay.
Since we are going to go back to the 18th century or 19th, we might bring all those corner bars back. Oh, God. It's just a nightmare.
The neighborhood bars. They're still out there.
We got a story coming up later, by the way, about the Supreme Court and their decision about South Carolina.
Oh, boy.
It's an insane decision, and we have Ari Berman.
Okay.
And we have Dahlia Lithwick.
Okay.
Their comments, they're two great minds. But you just won't believe the point of view that they have on all of this take that the Supreme Court decision came out on South Carolina, basically taking, I think, 30,000 black voters out of a district, making it very solidly Republican. Nancy Mace.
Yeah.
It's
a controversial decision, to be sure, and the Supreme Court upheld it, basically.
I think we've done the story
okay.
now, haven't we?
Yeah.
No, we're going to. Okay. We'll get to their comments. Fantastic stuff. But we're going to get into Project 2025 now.
We've been looking at it all week.
Final edition of that, and it's not the end of it. We'll probably have another edition as well. But the Biden-Harris headquarter campaign is taking off on this stuff. They are releasing a whole bunch of information, bringing up Project 2025. And this is their latest that they came out with, the claims that immigrants are part of a conspiracy to build an army to destroy America. Okay, now
Wait a minute. We
heard just recently that the FBI went into Mar-a-Lago to assassinate Trump. This is, we didn't think that could be topped, but now these immigrants are coming into this country to build an army, and we haven't noticed that yet, but we'll I guess there are signs.
They must be constructing a Trojan horse somewhere.
That's it. And they'll wheel it up to the border.
See what happens.
Yeah, and we'll kindly take it into our country. Naively.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll never learn our lesson here. And they're going to destroy America. Okay. All right, this is cut 144. Let's check this out.
I think they're building an army there. 29,000 people over the last... I think they're building... They want to get us from within. I think they're building an army. This is not... You know, it's interesting. Did you see them? They all have tents.
They have tents.
They got the tents.
Okay.
And, so threatening.
Well, yeah.
The tents. Yeah. They're, oh, up, I know. They're out to get
scary.
Us.
Well, you know, all the tents that happened during the protest, the Palestinian protest, I understand. You know, those tents are threatening. So, you know,
tent manufacturers are doing really well this year.
Well, with immigrants, that's for sure. Building an army. Oh, my God. Okay.
What anyway, else?
That's under the label of Project 2025. There is a lot more.
Okay.
Project 2025 is said to radically reshape America as we know it. That's the whole point of this thing. President of the Brennan Center, Michael Waldman, lays out how just us, the small part of this dangerous ultra-conservative blueprint will irreparably damage our democracy. Now, this is a great analysis. Let's check it out. This is Michael Waldman.
By your estimation, how would Project 2025 damage American democracy and the rule of law?
Well, Project 2025 lays out in audacious detail a blueprint for an expansion of presidential power unlike any we've seen in our history. It's not just a policy agenda for conservative policies on taxes or the environment. It would fundamentally reshape checks and balances in the constitutional system. It would give a blueprint for the president taking control of the Justice Department and the FBI, for the president taking control of independent agencies. It would, in couple with other agendas such as Schedule F, which would involve the purging of the federal workforce of many civil servants to be replaced by political loyalists, or the use of the Insurrection Act as a basis either for crackdown on opposition or as a basis for a very aggressive seizing of non-citizens, and as articulated by former President Trump, a whole host of things all taken together would change the nature of American government to something very different from what the founders intended or what any of us would be comfortable with.
Pretty good.
There it is. New constitution.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Just take it over.
Yeah. And they don't need to have a constitutional convention. They can just do this and bypass that whole system.
But isn't a constitutional convention in the Constitution?
It is.
Okay.
It's allowed
so
there.
That's what should happen.
But they bypass a lot of stuff now. You know, the Constitution really doesn't mean anything, especially if you're a Christian nationalist nation. It's, you know, God is the final arbiter in all this. The Constitution is way below. It's a man-made thing. Mm-hmm. We have to go by the Bible and God's Word. And that's what Christian nationalism was all about. It's to bypass the Constitution because they're not happy with it.
And did the Christian nationalists have something to do with Project 2025?
Big time.
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, we have Mike Johnson
saying
out there. He's got, you know, the flag.
Pushing that.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, there is a novelist out there that has a new book entitled Shadow Network. Her name is Ann Nelson, and she offers up this.
I, as chilling as all of the writing in this Sam Alito's opinion is, Ari, there's Clarence Thomas's. Yeah, exactly. That as if anyone needed to be more fearful of where we're headed.
That is not it.
Do you have a different 147?
No, I don't. I think the cuts have the name in it. Ann Nelson would probably be listed in the name of the track that we're trying to play.
And she's the author of The Shadow Network?
Yep, The Shadow Network.
Okay.
So I'm going to just check and see how I labeled that.
Okay.
Sometimes these little things happen, you know? It's late at night.
Is it 149?
There we go. That's it.
Okay. That's it, 149.
There we go.
Project 2025 is a document that was released under the auspices of the Heritage Foundation in late 2023 It is a blueprint for the way that the radical right wing of the Republican Party plans to transform American flawed but functional democracy into a complete dictatorship. The climate policy elimination is disastrous. Withdraw the United States from the Paris Climate Accord. Eliminate emissions controls. Then you will have the taxation end where they still think that the wealthy pay too many taxes. Have this wording that says every child has a right to be raised by the biological male and female who conceive them, which is pretty extreme. And obviously, this is trying to reverse marriage equality. But along the way, I guess they want to reverse adoption and foster care and everything else. Draconian measures against trans people, but also measures against the entire LGBTQ population. They want to remove all of their civil and political rights so that a person can be fired from a job simply for being gay. Reverse not just abortion, but they're starting to challenge various forms of birth control so that we can keep women in the kitchen. Regardless of whether Trump wins the election in the fall or is any Republican candidate, they want a concentration of government powers in the White House so the president has personal control over things like the FBI, so we can have a secret police state, that the president has control over the State Department, so that you forget about career diplomats and you install cronies in significant positions, including the ambassadorship.
Yeah, there you go. A few things to consider, certainly. You know, the new Marquette poll came out yesterday.
Okay.
And it didn't look really good for Biden at this point. Now, Biden has been here so many times. His wife has been here so many times, and nothing has moved the needle in this state. And that's very, very discouraging. The Marquette poll basically says it is equal. They're both running neck and neck at this point, but Biden has lost a lot of support, major support, in the groups that put him over the top in the state in the last election.
That's troubling. 7:18, coming up, the Supreme Court gets into the South Carolina gerrymandering business.
That's crazy, crazy stuff.
We've got that story coming up. And Rocker, right around the corner with a Max Inc. preview for the weekend.
Some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
Mad Radio, WMDX 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. A Dylan song. There's another one. The lyrics in the song go something like this. You steal a little, they throw you in jail. You steal a lot, they make you king.
How profound.
I know, it is. I know, it gives me goosebumps every time I think of that. Great lyrics.
Bob Dylan's song, All Along the Watchtower, made more famous by Jimi Hendrix's version there. So. Okay.
I think that Sweetheart Like You, I think that was the name of the song with lyrics that I just...
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
This is great. This is a great song, too.
Okay. Yeah. And
there's got to be some way out of here. That's what I'm thinking.
Right. Okay.
All right.
There we go.
Let's get into the... wait. We have a call. Let's go to Mark. Mark, what have you got for us today?
Well, let's remember the Republicans have been, some of the Republicans have been planning to rewrite the Constitution anyway. The call for a new constitutional convention, which will probably involve in instituting a lot of this stuff constitutionally that they're putting forward here. Let's remember that in the Confederate Constitution, it talked about, in their preamble, it didn't talk about a actual nation. It was just a collection of states gathered together for common interests, but no provision for the common defense and no provision for the general welfare. It's just gotten to the point where this is, you know, their leader is actually, I think, King Crimson's, from the album King Crimson, is 21st Century Schizoid Man.
Yeah.
He's, you know, Donald Trump is just, his maw is just rapacious, and he is just, you know, going to eat whatever he can, and it doesn't matter. Stuffs into it.
Absolutely. And there's a great comparison of the Confederate Constitution, you know, the way they pieced it together. It kind of gives us a little tip as to where they really want to go with this nation, essentially. And that was kind of what Scott Walker ran on as, you know, a presidential candidate. He wanted to make every state its own country, essentially.
Well,
by, you know, giving them the energy departments, their own energy, or environmental departments, or healthcare departments. He wanted to isolate every state would be different.
Well, that's never going to
work. That would be, yeah, well, kind of a Soviet Union type of situation.
Yeah.
It sounds crazy, and I know it didn't sell. One of the worst candidates ever to run for president. Mark, thanks a lot. We're going to get into the South Carolina debacle that the Supreme Court ruled on. The court's conservative majority.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It was split that way, conservative and liberal. On Thursday, preserved a Republican-held South Carolina congressional district, rejecting a lower court ruling that said the district discriminated against black voters, not according to our Supreme Court. In a 6-3 decision, the court held that South Carolina's Republican-controlled legislature did nothing wrong during redistricting when it strengthened Representative Nancy Mace, crazy woman, hold on the coastal district by moving, get this, 30,000 Democratic-leaning black residents of Charleston out of the district. That's it.
Why did they have to
okay.
do this?
That's okay to do.
Yeah.
And the implications of all of this, what can happen at this point, is that all of the states are now ruled this way. You can remove as many people out of these districts as you want. And the Supreme Court has said, that's okay. They did okay. There's nothing wrong with what they did.
Wonder if there was a dissenting opinion on any of this
it's too new. I haven't read it. Yeah. I haven't read any of the dissenting opinions. I'm sure they're much smarter than the one that we are exposed to this morning. But we did get some opinions on this on the Alex Wagner MSNBC program last night. She had Ari Berman on, and he had a few comments about this, the significant modern precedents that Thomas and Alito have basically foisted on the future of our country. Let's listen to that.
As chilling as all of the writing in this this Sam Alito's opinion is, Ari, there's Clarence Thomas's as if anyone needed to be more fearful of where we're headed as a country. He's basically suggesting Brown v. Board of Education has no there's nothing that should really follow from that. It has no teeth. We shouldn't be involved in the court should not be involved in this business. I mean, reminder: Clarence Thomas was put on the court to replace Thurgood Marshall.
Yeah.
I mean, the irony and the sort of Democratic alarm bells that should be ringing. How did you read that opinion?
What's the silver lining here? And we said at least no one joined Thomas's concurrence. I mean, because he literally wants to repeal the 20th century.
Yes.
I mean, that's what he's trying to do here. I mean, throwing shade at Brown versus Board of Education on the 70th anniversary of that decision, saying he wants to overturn the one person, one vote rulings, which Earl Warren said were the most important rulings of that court, saying that you can't challenge racial gerrymandering or vote dilution ever, which would basically gut all of the 14th and 15th Amendment. So he's basically saying from Reconstruction onwards, from the 1860s and 70s onwards, we should repeal all of that. And we should go back to the day, ironically, when black people have no rights and other racially disenfranchised minorities have no rights. And it's just the fact that, yes, it's only concurrence, but the fact that he's even putting this out there, what we see is a lot of times these radical concurrences, they then become the thing that the lower courts pick up on, and then it goes back for the Supreme Court.
Right.
So don't ignore this, because this would be coming back sooner rather than later.
Absolutely. Now let's listen to Dahlia Lithwick's opinion on this. Cut 148.
Would you say, Dahlia, that there's inherent... I mean, I'm not asking this rhetorically. I am actually asking this. In saying that the race has nothing to do with this, they are also just revealing the racial agenda that they operate within and under. Is that unfair? Because 9 times out of 10, these justices, with the exception of one ruling earlier this year, are always going with the white people.
Right. This is like a layer cake of gaslighting, Alex. I mean, there's so many levels of, you know, we're just trying to be fair. We're just going to defer to the legislature. We're just going to say that whatever the rules are for finding error in the district court finding, there's extensive findings from the lower court, the 3-judge panel. You know, the Alito just bats away. I don't find any of this to be indicative of, racial gerrymander. So there's just layers and layers and layers of denialism. And maybe the cherry on top, although there's so many cherries on top of this cake, is when Justice Alito literally tells Justice Kagan that an opinion that she wrote that stands for the opposite proposition in 2017, that his opinion is actually truer to that than hers. And when she says in her dissent, like, no, you've just completely subverted everything I wrote, he's like, oh, honey, listen to me. So there's just every single check that was supposed to protect disadvantaged racial minorities from having their power suppressed over centuries. Every one of those checks is batted away under the theory that this was never a problem. It's certainly not a problem.
Amazing
now.
Stuff. Just amazing. Mm-hmm. And that's the South Carolina decision to allow 30,000 Democratic-leaning black residents out of a district.
We are coming back with Rocker on the John and Gordy Show.
Another beautiful morning. Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. Broadcasting live from the capital city, Madison, on State Street. You can't pick a better spot than State Street. Right,
right here where the action is.
Yeah, we're going to use the camera... song State Street one of these days.
Yeah, here's a look at it right now if you're watching on Facebook or YouTube.
Oh, there we are, all together.
Twitter X.
All together now.
And you can see the early morning activity right on State Street.
Yes,
starting to cloud up a little bit. We're talking about showers maybe a little bit later on this morning and into this afternoon. Some heavy thunderstorms. So if you're traveling today, heading out on the roadways, just be weather aware.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
There's a forklift out there, and there's somebody on that forklift, and they're going to do something. We're going to see a disaster. Something's going to happen.
Looks like everything's
changing
going
the light bulb, I think.
We welcome Rocker into the studio.
Yes. Rocker's
with a Max
here.
Inc. preview. What's happening,
with
man?
A lot
What's
of
happening,
local
guys?
Music. Yeah.
I love this.
Good to see you.
Yes.
Good to see you guys.
Busy weekend for you, right? And
wow.
For all the musicians around Madison.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Yep. Yeah, all around Wisconsin, right?
Right.
So we were up at the Whammy Awards celebration and ceremony.
Congratulations.
Sunday.
I know you won a big award, right?
We did. We won the Media Podcast of the Year for the entire state of Wisconsin.
That is great.
There were a lot of people in that category. I met a lot of the great podcasters across the state doing stuff.
Yeah.
But we were lucky enough to pull off the win.
Not lucky.
So we are number one.
You worked very hard on this. This is well deserved.
Absolutely,
it really is.
Man.
And this is the award that really means something to you. The
you know, it is. I mean, that's our wheelhouse, right?
We're
music, and this is the Wisconsin area music industry. And it was really, it was really cool. I was able to present 4 awards during the ceremony, so that was a lot of fun. And we got to hang out with the WGBW crew, the civic media station up in Green Bay, with producer Todd Michaels and Mino and the mayor. And they gave away a couple of awards as well. They did a lot of interviews backstage. They were having a good time. I was having a good time with those guys. They're a lot of fun. There was a who's who in the green room. I mean, I got to hang out with Jack Koshick, who is the founder of Milwaukee Metal Fest, which has been revived now in Milwaukee. Legendary thing out there. And he was also a major booking agent in Milwaukee, and even for wrestling. So he did a lot of
wrestling
crazy,
and rock and roll.
He did a lot of crazy stuff.
It's funny. I think Chris Kammer, who was our guest recently on the program, did his own version of "The Drill Is Gone." but he used to be a guy who brought in wrestling.
Into
the city, yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, my partner with Maximum Music Magazine, Black and Tan, back in the early 2000s, we used to do mud wrestling shows, and mud wrestling, and we would bring in this big, inflatable pool and fill it full of clay. It was insane. There's still a lot of pictures if you go out there on the interwebs and take a look.
Well, maybe we can bring that back.
That would be a lot of fun.
What a mess. Okay.
Okay. Well, let's move on from Whammy. I should also say, Max Inc. Radio, we're also nominated for a MAMA Award, which is the Madison Area Music Association. Mm-hmm. And so you can go and vote right now for us. That's a voting thing at www.themamas.org.
All right.
Good enough.
We'll do that.
Now, this weekend, we got a lot to cover today. Okay. This weekend, live in the Lair Memorial Day Marathon. We're not going to be in the studio. So what we're going to do is all weekend, we're going to replay live in the Lair that we've had over the last
year should or do so. That more often. I mean, you have great performances in here, and I think this is a fantastic idea.
I think it's going to be good. I mean, there's a lot of really good bands. Secret Menu, Diana Jones, Little Red Wolf, Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets, which, by the way, that's when they were doing their tribute to the great lady singer. So it's really some amazing versions of songs in there. Charlie Boy, Jordan Story, and then on Sunday, we're going to do all different ones. So Feastette, great, sextet here from Madison, jazz, then Kelsey Miles, Elizabeth Mary Band, Kaylin Cole, who we won the article with, the award for the article with WBA, and then Katie Powderly. So she's from the East Coast. She came out here and performed last year. So there's a lot of great stuff this weekend on Max Inc. Radio.
Excellent.
And we'll be out partying as well, listening to Live in the Lair. So this week's theme, Bratfest.
Big time.
I mean, in 1983, an effort to thank customers of that grocery store, Tom Metcalf and his wife, they created the Modest Brat Fry with a table, three chairs, and a Weber grill. They cooked up brats for 50 cents, but it just kept growing and growing and growing. By 2004, the festival had become the world's largest brat fest and moved to Willow Island at the Alliant Energy Center, where it continues to sell hundreds of thousands of brats every year. They raised more than $2.5 million for local charities, and now Madison is actually the brat capital of the world. Which is pretty crazy to me.
It's fantastic.
Can we add that to our daily calendar?
Sure. Yeah, we should. It's amazing. It started out so small and then has grown over the years.
It sure has. And, it's so fun. Celebrity people are serving you brats.
They were out there at 6 o'clock this morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of live music this weekend, and it has major, stages, lots of national acts. But you know what? There's a lot of local music at Bratfest this year. And I'll tell you, country is really cleaning up out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have a lot of great country artists here. But let's start with today, March 24th. I'm going to kind of go in a little bit of order on these, on when they're playing. So at the Baker Tilly stage today, the Trash Pandas. And they're a band from the Green Bay and the Fox Cities. And actually presented their award. They won an award for Performer of the Year for Hard Rock. So they'll be playing today.
Okay.
This is great. And I have to read this band description because I've never seen anything like this, right?
Oh,
Dem horny funkers, right?
What? Wait, they're whoa.
Wow, don't say that.
Be
fast.
Careful.
Say it nice and slow. Dem horny funkers.
Okay.
A handful of horn players, a bass player, a guitarist, and a drummer walk into a bar, pick up some chicks, and the rest is history.
But
somewhere along those lines, the actual story of how Dem horny funkers, commonly known as DHF, came to be in the fall of 2016, DHF was formed in Janesville, and the band quickly became known as a must-see group. They will leave you unsatisfied. So if you are in the mood for horny spin on your favorite rock, pop, ska, and funk tunes, check out Dem Horny Funkers and become an official funk buddy. And it's not a bad thing to be horny. So those guys are playing today at 1 p.m. on the Baker Tilly stage. So I really want to go find out what they're all about. That sounds fun.
I can't believe you made it through it without actually saying whatever it is you could have said.
Okay.
We like to play right up to the edge.
Yes, indeed.
Sammy Ray Marshall, she is playing the Baker Tilly main stage at 1:45 today. Sammy Ray is a well-rounded musician from Wisconsin. She does all kinds of music. I mean, she does a little bit of country rock, but she also writes songs in metal and hard rock. Really great performing artist. We're going to listen to one of her songs. All right. This song is Sammy Ray Marshall, Northern Grown.
All right.
To make and shine just for fun. We all tie out on the lake, and we know how to make them pretty girls shake. We're Northern Grown. I'm just talking about your southern home. We're Northern Grown. We got everything that you got down there, but up here is where we make all the beer.
Nice. That is really catchy. Good song.
Yeah, I think she's from between Milwaukee and Madison. So Sammy Ray Marshall. Yep.
Okay, good song.
She'll be playing today at Bratfest. And The Hounds. I thought I'd bring up some other bands that are playing. The Hounds, that features drummer David Meyer. He's one of the IntelliSound owners. So the guy bringing in all the stages over to Bratfest, he's going to be playing drums.
Yeah.
I want to go see him. That'll be really fun. Madison County, Madison's country supergroup, they'll be playing the Baker Tilly stage 7 p.m. And now let's move over to the Island stage. Some great local bands playing there. Morningstar, and they're a Madison band and a hard rock band. They're playing at 1 p.m. Coming up, Iron Plow.
You know, I've heard of them. That rings a bell somehow. Yeah.
They're a local Iron Milwaukee Plow. Madison band.
Yeah.
You know, features this really awesome drummer.
Oh, wait, that's you.
What's it say on your hat there?
An Iron Plow hat.
Gave it away with the hat.
So Iron Plow, we're going to be playing the Island stage at 3 p.m. today. So it's not going to rain. Don't worry about it. Come right out and check out Iron Plow. We'll be playing 3 o'clock, like I said, and I brought in an older song. Actually, it was our first hit single, if you will. This one's called Rocket. This is Iron Plow.
All right. Good stuff. Oh, really good stuff.
Rock It Tonight.
Yeah.
That is great, man.
That's a fun song.
You know,
song.
All I heard was the drummer in that song.
Well, thank you, John.
Doing lots of paradiddles and good rolls there.
Yeah.
He does. He got me with that one. I didn't even have a response. Yeah. I was just sucking air at that point.
Sorry.
Oh, man.
All he does is feel it. He doesn't know the terminology.
Paradiddles are how you practice, right?
He knows about paradiddles because he used to play balalaika.
Oh,
that's right. Yes.
Okay.
Left of Reason. They're another band from Broadhead, Wisconsin. They formed in 2006, and they're loudmouth beer enthusiasts, but they're going to be playing the Island Stage coming up at 4 p.m. Okay. today. Right. So we're still rocking on Bratfest, yeah. And now let's keep rocking on the Island Stage, right?
All right.
So based out of Weird, Wisconsin, Sunspot is a multiple award winner, including a five-time winner for Best Rock Album for Madison Area Music Awards and Wisconsin Area Music Industry Artist of the Year, an honor shared with Garbage, Violent Femmes, and Bon Iver. And so they'll be opening up for Tantric on the Island Stage. And before we hit the break, let's just hear a minute of The Strangest Frequency. This is Sunspot.
All right.
I can talk to those I lost again to try and make amends among the graves. Some kind of wiretap from far beyond the map. Somehow these words get trapped between the waves. Screaming in the darkness, broadcasting across time, hoping to break through reality. A mechanical device is tuned in from the other side. I heard you on the strangest frequency.
All right, now that you said Weird, Wisconsin.
So Mike Humerty and Sunspot, they do ghost tours.
Yeah.
And so if you remember the old Frequency, the bar up here, which is now the Gamma Ray Bar, brand new, there's ghosts in the basement. And I know because the green room's down there, and it's pretty crazy. So we'd be down there in the green room, and ghost tours would literally come, like 20 people. They want to go into the beer room, right? Because they heard about the ghost that's down there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's The Strangest Frequency, a song they kind of wrote about that to memorialize
great
that.
Great stuff. So, yep. Well, we got so good much stuff. More. Right?
Lots more with Rocker with the Max Inc. preview coming up.
Broadcasting from the Mad Pad, WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show with Rocker and all the Wisconsin music, best music you could ever hear any place.
And a lot of that music this weekend at Bratfest.
Yeah.
There is. Yeah. Lots of local bands at Bratfest. I mean, you know, Bratfest, you're going to see Tantric, you're going to see the Village People. Are even playing there this
no
year.
Kidding.
Yeah. Really? They're there today. They're there today sometime, I believe.
Okay. Yep.
That sounds a little bizarre.
Always a good time.
Yeah, but, you know, I bet you can sing along to all their songs, though, right?
You're right.
Right.
You're right, probably.
whether you want to or not.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Good God.
Oh, okay. Well, let's get back. Let's start looking at Saturday, right?
Sure.
Saturday at Bratfest, the Baker Tilly main stage, John Messino Band. He's a local legend here and a Hall of Famer. Yeah. He'll be playing at 12:55, and then we come up to 1:55. And you know, there's a great story of a great local musician now. Her name is Elizabeth Mary. And Elizabeth Mary was from kind of the Iowa territories.
Mm-hmm.
And she came here to record an album at Megatone Studios. Okay. And Paul Schluter, of course, is the producer and owner of Megatone Studios from Last Crack and many other bands. And so he's a guitar player. And they started recording their album. He started playing licks on her album. And one day they kind of were in the parking lot and they kissed. And well, so, wow, now all what? These now all this time later, they're married. Huh? They have a son.
Wow.
And it's a really good story. So Elizabeth Mary, she is playing coming up at 155 at Bratfest on Saturday. She's a country songstress, singer, songwriter, wife, boy mom, and children's book author. Madison Magazine voted her the best singer songwriter for 2023. So it's pretty good. This is going to be a great band. And just a little preview, they're going to be playing at Atwood Fest. This is her whole band right now. This is Elizabeth Mary Band. This song is called Parking Lot Kiss.
Very intense. Love it.
Really good.
What
a voice.
Really.
And her first hit song was called Meet Me in Madison. So it was like kind of perfect that they put out that song first. She came here. Now she's moved here. Mm-hmm. She loves the city. And, you know, she's married to Paul Schluter, who's that excellent guitar lead you're hearing there, which is pretty crazy because, you know, you think of him as Last Crack and rock and roll and metal guitar player god, right? You know, the local Eddie Van Halen. And here he is playing country. You're like, what?
Nice move.
What happened?
Yeah.
You know, but if you want to hear more of Elizabeth Mary live, this weekend, we'll put up the schedule on Max Inc. Radio, and you can listen to Elizabeth Mary when she was in live in the lair.
All right.
Okay.
Let's move on. Let's see. Katie Scullin Band. Mm-hmm. She is an award-winning singer-songwriter, 2019's Best of Madison, Mama Whammy Awards, and she started out with Rivalry in 2009, winning the Emerging Artist of the Year, and she even won Jimmy Kay's Top 41 and landed on the cover of Maximum Inc. Music Magazine. Katie Scullin Band, they're going to be playing the Max Inc. radio stage, which is presented by Civic Media right up here on June 21st. And that's on State Street. We'll be doing Make Music Madison stage. So that'll be really fun. But she is playing at the Baker Tilly main stage on Saturday at 2:55 p.m. Let's listen to her latest single. This is called Endless Summer. Katie Scullin.
Right. Great voice.
Katie is unbelievable. She was the one that I brought in here, and she had done a Beatles song.
That was an incredible version.
That's right. That's Katie Scullin. So we get to hear kind of a little bit of other stuff. Let's keep right on moving. We only got a few seconds. Yep. You know, Scotty Tice and Power Takeoff, they're going to be playing. That's Scotty Tice, the drummer from the Weisenheimers, features Ethan Schluter on bass, which is Paul Schluter's son we just talked about. They're going to be Baker Tilly Saturday, 5:55. And let's see, coming up on Sunday, I'll quickly just tell you there's some great bands. Take Back the Sun from Fort Atkinson, Janesville. They'll be there in the Island stage. Autumn Reverie on the Everlight Solar stage on Sunday. You know, they're just a great, legendary, alternative sort of hard rock band here. And Frank Martin Bush and the Names. Michael Alexander and Big Whiskey, Mason Meyer Band, Mickey Magnum, Mars Hall, they're all playing. But right now, let's get back to our last artist we're going to feature today, Kirsty Krause. And Kirsty, she used to be the singer, we know her as Thirsty Kirsty, singer of Thirsty Jones. She moved to Nashville and just finished a European tour. She's been on the cover of Max Inc. twice. This is her song, Something New. This is Kirsty Cross.
All right.
My every breath is my currency. Spend it on the positive, loving how I'm dropping it. I let her fly, spread her wings. Only in my head and my dreams. Read between the pointer and ring. Hey, hey. I'm putting my teeth in, baby, forget it. You ain't even strong enough.
Good stuff.
Great.
Yeah.
Like I said, country, they're cleaning up at Bratfest this year, even with local artists. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. Bratfest this weekend.
Yes. Rocker, thanks for coming in. Have a wonderful weekend. You're going to be busy, I know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to make it down there myself.
I'll be playing at 3 o'clock, so Excellent. Come on down Excellent. To Bratfest.
All right. And that's going to do it for John and Gordy. We hope you have a happy and safe Memorial Day holiday weekend. John?
Enjoy your new apartment on this wonderful weekend.